With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. As we take a look back at 2022, we'll be remembering some of our favorite stories from this year. Here's one. Alameda County, California, across the bay from San Francisco, and including cities such as Oakland and Berkeley, probably wouldn't be the first location people would assume shows the signs of the Southern Baptist Convention's future. However, it contains 127 Southern Baptist congregations. That's more than any county in Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, or Louisiana. If you looked in Oklahoma, Alabama, and Georgia, each of those states only have one county numbering more than what's in Alameda County. Another notable distinction for Alameda County is that 44 of those congregations are African American, followed closely by 42 that are Asian American. Anglo congregations are a distant third there at 24 congregations. That's not all. Five other California counties have more churches than Alameda: Los Angeles, San Diego, Orange County, San Bernardino, and Riverside. Those findings and much more can be discovered at the GCRM Ethnic Research Portal. You can find a link at our website, baptistpress.com. About 5 years ago, Lynette Izell and a friend walked into a North Georgia Department of Family Services. They began by delivering diapers. She said she made an appointment and simply asked how she could help. She remembers sitting across from a social worker who was surprised. She said she decided that before she went, whatever she was asked to do, she was going to do it to try to build a relationship with the social workers so that she could then serve them and care for children. That forthright statement from an overworked social worker of asking, "Why would you be here to help?" went right along with the lessons that Izell had learned in her journey as an adoptive mother. Many times, physical needs must come before spiritual needs. The Izells had three biological children and then adopted three children internationally. Lynette Izell calls them her special gifts that God has grafted into her life.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
You can find stories of encouragement and hope at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. It's simple at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.